In the previous articles, we have deep dived into HTML5, its advent, HTML5 elements, their browser compatibility, and stuff. Let's have a deeper look into HTML5 forms in this article. Form element plays a very vital role in web development. This is the entity within which we keep various other elements and try to post the data within the form to the server side. Let's create an HTML form to understand more about it, which would look something like below. This form has three input type fields, namely name, city, message, and a button named as submit. A general idea is to click on the submit button that would save the three inputs in a sort of repository at the server end. Let's create this form in HTML. We have used two input type equals text elements, one text area element, one input type equals submit element, to create the above form. In the element, we see that we have an attribute as method equals post, which tells that the data within the form needs to be posted to the server as soon as we click on the submit button. I have created an MVC app in which this form would be posted to the controller server side through the API, and for further processing to the database layer or else. Let's have a look at the controller code. The would be posted to the post index method as it has the HTTP type as HTTP POST, which has an argument, namely user model. It is nothing but a model which contains properties to map the form data such as username, user city, and user message. Let's see whether the server-side post method actually catches the form data, and for that, put one debugger with the index method to identify the data being submitted as given below. We can see that the server-side code reflects the form data correctly. Your element has played the most important role as it's the link between user interaction and server-side pieces of stuff. In this scenario, MVC app written in C# has been used. HTML form can be used along with any server-side language. The name attribute of the form elements is very important to map the data to the server and along with the model value, and it should be the same. Since we are talking about attributes, let's see what new attributes have been added in HTML5. HTML5 new attributes element new attributes. Autocomplete. No validate. Let's see relevant examples. Autocomplete, as the name suggests, the form's autocomplete attribute prompts autocompleteness for various input elements present inside the form. It can be set at the form level and can be turned on slash off at the individual element level as well. The autocomplete feature can be updated from the browser whether we want to allow autocomplete form values, and we can also set up frequently used form values for the autocomplete such as credit slash debit card details, native residence or other addresses, company slash client details, etc.